flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Football Sunday, so good to me.
That's right, so good to me. Although it was so last week, all three of us went 2-2. You guys had all four of the exact same picks, and we differed on Kansas City and Philadelphia. So you guys nailed the Rams, although you got lucky with a missed extra point. I got Kansas City. So that's where we were. We were both right on the... we were both wrong on the Lions.
And we were wrong on the Texans. You had the Chiefs.
I had the Chiefs.
And we were all right on the Bills.
And we were all right on the Bills.
That's so Marco and I had a nice Sunday after starting off 0-2.
Yes.
Correct.
And I went 1-1 each day. Okay, that makes sense. All right, but we get the championship weekend now. We got the Commanders at Philadelphia. Philadelphia, a 6.5-point favorite. Fliegelman, what you got?
So, there's this trend going around. Everybody says it. You know, you talked earlier in the week. Well, yeah. Jaden Daniels is going to be now the fifth rookie quarterback to play in the conference championship. None of them have gotten to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. We all know that. The problem I have sometimes with trends is that people just like, oh, okay, this hasn't happened before. And they don't ever look at the context.
Yeah.
Like one guy that's in there, Sean King, he's considered a rookie. Wasn't even his first season playing.
Yeah.
Guy was along for the ride.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez, I love Mark. I'm a Jets fan. He was not the driving force behind that 2009 Jets team.
Correct.
Joe Flacco the year before, good, but again, not the guy for the Baltimore Ravens. He was when they won the Super Bowl years later, but that year, it wasn't really his team. That was a defense running it. Like, that was the Ravens.
Right.
And then even Brock Purdy, one, he got hurt in the game a couple years ago, so who knows if they would have been more competitive or won it.
Yeah.
And even then, he had only started, I think, 5 games at the end of the regular season, won them all. But he was not the guy for the entire season, and he wasn't the main factor on that team. Jaden Daniels is the Commanders. I'm on the same page as you. Yeah, new owner, that's great. I would kill for that with my football team.
Yeah.
New head coach, that's much better. That's all great. Jaden Daniels changed this team. So I don't care about what the other rookie quarterbacks did in their conference championship games.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels is different. Jaden Daniels got this team here. And on the flip side, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is healthy. The Eagles weren't all that impressive offensively in their win over the Packers. I'm talking about the pass offense. Obviously, Saquon is a superhuman.
Yeah.
Same thing last week. And if not for the snow, I'm not so sure the Eagles would have beaten the Rams.
I agree with you.
So I have to take the Commanders here. Again, you'd feel more confident if it's over a touchdown. But I'm riding the wave of this magical season, this quarterback, and then banging on the fact that I still don't think the Eagles quarterback is 100%. If they can somehow slow down Saquon in any way and not let him rush for over like 140, 150 yards,
yeah,
the Commanders are going to be live. And what we've seen from this team this year, if they've got a shot late in the game,
yep,
then their quarterback knows how to make the play. So I'm going to ride with our guy, Jaden Daniels.
Look, the Eagles are about Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
We all know that, and we know that Washington's run defense has been poor.
Yes.
All signs point to them continuing. It's not even the number that Fleece was talking about. Even, look, if Barkley gets 140, that's bad, obviously. However, it's how he gets it. If he rips off 2 runs that gives you 14 points and you contain him the rest of the game,
yeah,
you might have a chance. If he consistently is getting 7, 8, 9 yards a pop and they stay on the field, you're never going to be able to take out the Eagles. So it's how it works out, and that may even be to your benefit because Barkley's more of the home run. You just got to stop the – he's only getting 3, 4, 5. The 2 home runs, and now he's at 220 because
right,
he's run the ball 30 times. So
right,
it's how he winds up getting the ball and how he gets his yards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the matchup for Washington in that regard. I don't. The idea that Jalen Hurts is a little banged up and beat up, that's helpful for Washington.
Yeah.
Love what they did offensively. We also know that it's a little bit askew. Detroit's defense was in shambles. That thing got away from them in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So let's not make this Washington offense – world beaters. They're good. They're good. Jaden Daniels is tremendous. I'm taking nothing away. They're not a 45-point juggernaut that they put up against Detroit. That's a little bit askew.
Yeah.
All my knowledge, all my football watching, makes me say the Eagles win this game pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
However, hate is a strong, strong presence. Strong.
So many twists and turns in this thing.
The hatred comes out, and I want to be able to root in this game.
Yeah.
So on pure hate,
yeah.
Give me Washington plus the 6.5. On pure hate.
On pure hate. All right, well, now I feel like I'm going to disappoint Fleelman because I feel like he thinks I'm riding with him, and unfortunately I'm not. I agree with everything you said about the quarterback position and how he's different than he's made the difference in the team, and he's different than every other rookie quarterback in those games. And you said it almost exactly. Like, those teams, some of those quarterbacks were along for the ride. He is the team. I don't like the rest of the team. And I think Philadelphia is the far better team. And I think they know each other. And as you said, they are not the offensive juggernaut they were. They are a team that knows how to win tight games. But Philadelphia, for me, is the second half team of this like season. They pound you with the run. Those big runs you're talking about from Saquon, they come in the second half. After just the offensive line pounding you. And this Redskin team, Commanders team, has shown the inability to stop the run. Barkley has had big games against them. They know each other well. I think they're going to scheme it up enough to make life uncomfortable for Jaden Daniels. And as great as he is, it is tough to go on the road on back-to-back weeks. And now he's got to play a far superior team with a defense that's much healthier and the best in the NFL this year, a team that knows him well, a team that's played against him already. And I just think this is a tough spot for a rookie quarterback to go into that building. I think this game is relatively close at the half, and I think the Eagles pull away in the second half. Give me the Eagles minus 6.5. And it's kind of an emotional hedge because you know how I feel. I do not want to see Jaden Daniels go into this building and win this game. I don't want to see it.
You're going to be sitting there during the game every time he makes a play, even if the Eagles win and cover.
Right.
You're like, I knew it. I knew it all season long.
I knew it.
All right, so we're moving on to the
Bills Chiefs.
Listen,
in Kansas City, a 1.5-point favorite.
It's funny. To a line Marco said earlier, like everything about my football knowledge and what I've learned from football watching.
Yeah.
With what we've seen from these teams historically and in the last couple of weeks,
yeah,
it's hard to make a case for the Bills, and not even all of it's anti-Bills. Like, yes,
yep,
they were helped out by the Ravens, but I think the Chiefs are better. They're at home. They've won in these spots. The Bills are more banged up of the two teams. As good as Josh Allen is, he's not Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs always find a way to win these games. I've just had this feeling since early in the season that this is Josh Allen's year. And even though he wasn't asked to put on the Superman cape and carry the Bills on Sunday, it's not that he couldn't, it's that they didn't need him to. If Sean McDermott and Joe Brady don't get too conservative and let Josh Allen be Josh Allen in this game,
yeah,
I think Josh Allen can have his moment. The moment that he's waiting for, the moment that all Bills fans are waiting for. I'm going to take the Bills. It's almost insane to be betting against the Chiefs at home as a small favorite. We joke they can't cover the big numbers they did last week, and 1.5 is not a big number, but
yep.
I don't know. There's just something that tells me when last year was supposed to be the year, they had him at home.
Right.
They didn't get it done.
Yep.
This year, the chips are stacked against them. I feel like I'm going with a gut feel and not my head, but I'm riding with the Bills.
You know, all year I've said this Chiefs team is not as good as that the record shows. And it's not like I'm the only one. We've all said it. We've all watched the games. And, oh, they're getting lucky here. They're doing this there. They're talent-wise, they're just not as good as they've been. This is not the team from a couple of years ago when you're like, man, that Eagle team's good, but this Chiefs team, oof, this is going to be hard to be.
Right.
They're not the same. They're not exactly the same team. And you're right. The Bills have kind of had that Cinderella slipper all year long. And this line and everybody and the thought, everybody's on the same thing, and I'm usually big on that. Well, it's the magic carpet. It's what it is, and you know this team that you're getting them at the right time. No, I'm sorry, it's the Chiefs by a point and a half at home. They're better than the Bills, and I got to bet on Sean McDermott late coming up with the non-boneheaded play, and he's going to actually outsmart Andy Reid, because you know this game's going to be close. There's no way either team is just going to roll. It's going to be 42-10. This game is going to be down to the wire. It's going to be tight. It's going to be on a, whether it's a turnover or whatever the hell it is, in that fourth quarter, this is going to be a game. I don't trust Sean McDermott to outsmart Andy Reid. I just don't. And it's not just, well, the Chiefs have had the Bills' number. Sean McDermott's made a ton of mistakes. He almost feels like he's holding them back a little bit. Does a great job of getting them prepared. But he holds them back in the fourth quarter in some of these big games.
Yeah.
And another one that they almost choked away last week that they should have handed to the Ravens. I don't like those odds. I don't like this number. It screams, take the Chiefs. I don't care. I'll fall into it. Give me the Chiefs laying the 1.5.
I think it's impossible to take the Bills. I hear you. I understand this. I mean, I don't know how you go against Kansas City in this game. And maybe I'm being a little biased because I was on the Josh Allen train ride, too. They got outplayed last week in the second half, especially. They had an opportunity, and maybe I'm focusing too much on it. And Josh Allen specifically had an opportunity to seal the game and couldn't get it done. And then the defense allowed Lamar Jackson to go down the field and beat them or tie them, and they dropped the ball. Kansas City is not dropping the ball, not at home. That's not what they do. I don't think there is a single position or part of the game, maybe Cook in the run game, maybe. Kansas City Chiefs are better than them in almost every single area, including the one thing they do best, the quarterback position. So, like, it's very difficult for me to come up with a valid reason to tell you the Chiefs minus 1.5 at home, this seasoned team, Andy Reid, you guys all just said it. And plus, I don't trust Buffalo after last week to go in there and make it happen. And the Chiefs won't make the mistake, man. They are too good. They don't beat themselves. It's minus 1.5. I told you the last 20 games in a row, at home, 40 degrees or under, the Chiefs are 20 games and 0. 20 straight wins, 40 games and 40 degrees and under at home. And this is going to be in the low 30s, high 20s. So this is where they live, and they'll continue to live. And I hate saying it because I'll be pulling for the Bills hard, because who the hell wants to see a three-peat with Kansas City? But unfortunately, I think that's what we're going to see. All right, so that's it for Championship Weekend. We got me. I'm the only man. I'm the lone wolf, as the NFL Network likes to say. I'm the lone wolf on the Eagles, and Fliegelman's the lone wolf on the Bills for Championship Weekend.